This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Out of the 5 million customers, currently we have 3.1 million customers that are out of power. However, since this storm began, we have restored 463,000 customers. We've assembled the largest restoration workforce in our country's history, and when it's safe to do so, they will be out restoring power round the clock, and they will not stop until everyone's lights are back on.
Yeah, that's the good news. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That was a spokesperson for Florida Power and Light, Bill Orlov. So swamped, was going to join us on the show, could not. Somebody from Florida Power and Light was going to join us, but they are scurrying around like you would not believe, because as we're speaking, more and more people are losing power across the state, particularly on the West Coast, where now, of course, they've been slammed by Hurricane Irma, that the strongest pull you can imagine, the water from Tampa Bay's shoreline. And I've mentioned this, that I've had so many people that have emailed me, and thank you for that, trying to keep us up to date. And I have been talking to officials, et cetera. But the big concern is power, running out of power, even with the special charged up packs for your phone, with everybody trying to reach everybody. The fear is, oh my gosh, you know, my cell phone's dying and I have nothing I can do about it now at this point. So anybody from those areas calling in, we don't want that. I had somebody just text me and say, I want to do it, but I'm afraid that I have very few bars. No, you don't waste your bars on that. I know you're listening, and thanks for all the emails, and I promise I will get to those emails. The worst thing that we're talking about here for, I think, Hurricane Irma is the storm surge, which we don't know. There are people right now in Florida outside of Orlando. In Orlando, they're getting battered by some heavy, heavy winds. Miami got the brunt of it. Really, the Keys got the brunt of it, got buried in storm surge. Crazy what happened in the Keys. Luckily, a lot of people actually got out of the Keys. In Miami, think of Bickell. I've been there so many times. Think of that whole area, and it was just like a wall of water, almost like a movie scene. I can remember walking down by that mall, and it's just covered with water everywhere, and that surge was terrible there. Two cranes fell. It's a miracle, really, honestly, that they haven't found a lot of people. The sad thing is, in no rescue workers, of course, or any responders are going to go out, because if you have 40-mile-an-hour winds plus, that doesn't make any sense. You're not going to be able to rescue anyone. The Cat 5 was the big concern, and the storm surge. But here's the thing. The storm surge in Tampa and Tampa Bay is the scary part, because just like in some other areas, what we're seeing is the suck of that hurricane that is putting those areas normally filled with water bone dry. So you have people taking selfies and walking around and enjoying what they think is, wow, a sandbar. But it's not a sandbar. It's something much more dangerous than that, because it will fill with water. And how much water with that storm surge as it comes back is the answer we just have no answer for, except for that at Tampa Bay, you're talking about a high tide 2 to 3 feet above what it would be, because it's high tide. So unfortunately, it's not low tide. That means whatever the amount of the surge is, you multiply that by the high tide and you get the number. And hopefully that number isn't more than 5, isn't 8, isn't 9, isn't 10. It's not looking that way. But some of the brightest people I've talked to in the weather industry cannot pinpoint that for sure, because it's not possible to know. It's like reading the tea leaves of weather. It's not possible. You think about evacuations, and you think about people who left, and then the people who stayed, and the broken windows, and the down power lines, and the overturned cars, and there certainly have been some of those. But the real damage comes in the aftermath. It comes in the surge, and we saw this with Hurricane Sandy in 2012. I had family in the way of Sandy, too. I had family and friends in Manhattan, in Philadelphia, in the Jersey Shore, places that were just pummeled by Sandy, and people never saw it coming, not even thinking about that, not even thinking about the surge part of it. You think wind and you think rain, but it's the suck of the water back and then the surge that's the killer. It's the one of the most dangerous things about the hurricanes. Imagine the ocean rising up and overtaking seawalls, flooding into intracoastal waterways, rushing down roads. That's what it's like. And that's what we saw in Sandy. That's what we saw in Long Island and the punch that it packed in some of the other areas, flooding in one of the subway areas, a massive amount of destruction and floodwaters, and that was the surge. Now, what's interesting, excuse me, what's interesting about Florida Power and Light is that they invested a bunch of money in anything they could do in infrastructure since Hurricane Wilma, knowing, you know, what that meant. So as it was explained to me, and I can pass on to you because I think it's an interesting fact, knowing, hey, this is what happens. We live in a hurricane area, and we get hurricane amnesia. We think it's not going to happen, and then, boom, this one happens, and how bad is it? Well, Hurricane Wilma comes about, and then what Florida Power and Light decided to do is, okay, we got to invest in this infrastructure. They put $2 billion in the infrastructure. So the number of concrete poles versus wooden increased by, they say, 23%. The critical lines to areas like hospitals, think about that, of course, gas stations, grocery stores, all strengthened. But still, it's not hurricane-proof. No matter what the utility does, no matter how much they plan and prepare, not utility-proof. And think of the scenarios for South Florida. How much property damage? $150 billion? It's not about property, it's about human life. But then when you come back in afterwards, it is about that. People were huddled in bathtubs and still are, a mattress on top of them. Hurricane Andrew. When I think of Hurricane Andrew and what I talked to people about after that, I missed that whole thing. But in talking to people, once I got into the business, it was way out of school, all of that. The overwhelming thing was that they were completely caught off guard. It was just brutal hurricane, and they were caught so far off guard. Here, people had a chance to decide what they were going to do, ride out the storm, stay, do whatever they were going to do. And the good news is that there was time to figure it out. There was time for most people, although they could have gotten caught up in horrific traffic, to decide if they were going to stay or they were going to go. All right, more on Hurricane Irma, and we'll mix in a few other things as well. I actually had a couple of you who said, I don't know what happened. Did the Cowboys win? Did the Giants win? Promise you, we'll tell you that next. America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
We haven't really heard if Sarasota is a full evacuation area in Sarasota or not, but we got here because we just wanted to make sure we were going to be as safe as possible.
If it starts blowing consistently 40 miles an hour or more, I cannot send Tampa police officers or Tampa Fire Rescue to come and get you. You are on your own. We will come for you afterwards, but I can't put those men and women at risk. Do the right thing. Get out while you can.
Really, that's what it's been like. Bob Buckhorn, our pal, who's been on this show many, many times, the mayor of Tampa, in conversations, really just in setting up press conferences here and there where he could, talking about, listen, we don't want to go back and get a bunch of body bags, so you got to get to higher levels. That's why we had these mandatory evacuations, and my family is in one of those areas on a place called Davis Island. If you were to look at Tampa and go over the bridge right next to it, Tampa General, the hospital, is right there on the same island where they are. It's incredibly low-lying. Boom. It floods no matter what. So imagine high tide and then that storm surge. That's what they're waiting on. I have an update. Just talked to somebody quickly in Orlando. And in Orlando, well, first of all, now Irma is down to a Cat 1. They're saying Cat 1 right now. That part's good news. But in Orlando, they're getting hit much harder than they thought they were going to get hit. So sheets of water just smashing down in and around Orlando. Massive water is coming down there. They've had generators that have exploded. And they knew they were going to get the weather, of course. But thinking that just like on the West Coast, they were thinking, oh, we're kind of avoiding some of this. But no, look what happens. It makes a weird, eerie turn, and they get hit a lot harder. They will survive it, is my prediction, looking at what I've seen and what people are sending me, pictures and whatnot. But it's not good. It's nasty, nasty stuff. And, of course, again, we're talking about the unpredictability of water and where water is coursing out of. But, of course, Orlando, different from Tampa, where the concern there on the bay is the storm surge. And that is the wicked, wild part of this whole thing with Irma. It's that delayed reaction as to what could possibly happen. And we saw it with Sandy. We've seen it. We saw actually the floods that happened. Of course, Harvey was different because it hovered over Houston, which made it so much more deadly. In this case, the deadly, the extra punch in the face, as Bob Buckhorn, the mayor of Tampa, says, as he describes it, and he's right, is the fact that that surge afterwards is what we don't, is what we just don't know. We just don't know how much of that water's coming. I mean, look, we know it's going to come in, so we know there's going to be floodwaters. We know that there's going to be waters, but are we going to see in Tampa what we saw in what was hellish in Miami, where the water washed in like it was a movie set? If you saw it from the back end, and I can't tell you how much time I've spent in my life in Miami, I know those streets like the back of my hand, and I looked at it and thought, I have been there so many times. And to watch that water, some of the shots that came in from the backside of it was so frightening. And then to see those cranes come down. And this is what people are dealing with. And in Daytona Beach, they've got high winds, ridiculously high winds. In Orlando, same thing. Like I said, it's now a Cat 1. But if we're talking about like Jacksonville, 59-mile-an-hour winds, that's pretty much what you're looking at. If we're talking about Tampa, same thing. We're talking about winds about that level. If we're talking about Orlando and those areas I mentioned, so suburbs surrounding Orlando, there's a ton of those bedroom communities. A lot of people for the theme parks, that work at the theme parks, live there, and others, of course. We're talking about in Melbourne, Florida. I just got a report about Melbourne here from Ricky, who says, Kate, this is awful. We're talking about 70-mile-an-hour winds at least. So this is some brutal stuff that's happening out there, and people are dealing with it right now. Like I said, in Orlando, and I have family in Orlando, and I have friends in Orlando, too. I have a favorite aunt. I've broadcast from her home a couple of months ago when I was in Florida, and they're up to about 70-mile-an-hour winds. I tried to evacuate my family. I tried to get them to come and stay with me. They didn't want to evacuate, and so I just kept up with them the best I could. And that's the other part of this. There is no blame. Forget the blame crap that some people are trying to level on people that stayed, because you want them to be safe. So it doesn't matter at this point. It is like what a Buckhorn is saying, or Rick Scott, the governor, has said. You know, at this point, you're talking about the word that I hate, but hunkering down, staying, finding a safe place, because it doesn't matter. I mean, now it's too late. You're in the middle of this. We're in the overnight. We're dealing with it. And in the morning, there's going to be this wall of water in some of these places, and how much is the key thing. I mean, are we talking about a little bit of excess water? Are we talking about a lot of excess water? And my fear is, and from what I understand, there is a great chance that we're going to see a lot of water. I mean, is it going to be to the point where it's flooded? Is it, you know, what is it going to look like? I'll give you the example of Davis Island and the Channel Islands, since I know that area well. And there you're surrounded by water on all sides. So depending on the amount of the surge, it can mean the difference between it's going in your house, it's seeping into your house, doesn't matter that it's not going to wash your house away, it's destroying your house, just like what we saw in Houston, because it's coming in. Or is it carrying your house away? Is it enough of a surge that that's happening? I think because we're talking about the level, I think in some areas there is a great chance of that. In Tampa, it's still a roll of the dice. You're really at the craps table, and who knows which way this is going to go. I believe you're going to see a lot of flooding, but maybe not what initially was feared, that could we really see 12 feet. You see 12 feet, those houses are buried. If that's what happens, those islands are wiped out. out, and then it's also going to happen to Tampa. That water will be in the city. It'll be all over, seeping in all those suburbs. There is no question about it. It will look like downtown Miami. If it's the smaller amount, which it very well could be, if it's the smaller amount, then the damage you're looking at is a different kind of damage. It's much less, certainly, than the house floating away. I will tell you this. I checked with some insurance companies, as I did with what happened in Houston. And for the most part, I can't speak for the massive amount of people that live there, but in talking to three different insurance companies, a lot of flood insurance in some of those islands I'm talking about, where they do have, it's expensive, but they've got flood insurance, so they would be covered should the worst happen to them. And a lot of businesses, frankly, boarded up, because a lot of those businesses in those low-lying areas know that they're probably toast. So there's probably going to be a big rebuilding effort that will be happening. But it's a question of, on the West Coast, how much rebuilding are we talking about from Fort Myers, from Marco Island, Bonita Springs? How much of this rebuilding has to be done? How many houses are lost to a catastrophic kind of flood, which is what the storm surge is? And think Sandy, think Long Island, and what happened to the people there. Some people were spared, but certainly a lot of people were dealing with insurance companies, were dealing with filing claims. And one of the things I told my family and friends, and we said it on the air many, many times, and we had people on ahead of time to talk about this, was to take pictures of everything. It's kind of good, great advice. Not kind of. It's great advice for any of us out there. How many of you, if you had something catastrophic happen, have any kind of a record of what you have? How many of you have shots of whatever could be vital in your house that you'd need to have proof of? And the answer is, I bet that percentage is rather low. I'm just betting it's a very low number. It is kind of a wake-up call for the rest of us, though we might not be in a hurricane. Whatever could possibly happen, you put that in an envelope and you've got that stuff ready to roll, and then you're not in trouble when something happens and you're not left scrambling around trying to figure out what to do. By the way, Irma, 3.3 million, that number is whole, and it could actually grow larger in the dark with power outages as a result of this hurricane. I said we would get you up to date on a couple of other things. I promise we'll do that. There are at least eight people dead after a shooting in a North Texas area in Plano, Texas. I'll talk about that next. Hang with us.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
And we're continuing our conversation with Ruth Hedges. She is the CEO and founder of Global Crowdfunding Convention. Check it out in October 23rd and 24th in Las Vegas. Ruth, we were talking about crowdfunding and, frankly, some of the nonsense that has gone on to try to fight to even allow people to invest in crowdfunding, right?
Well, you know what? You want to hear something really amazing? More people go bankrupt from medical issues than everything that causes bankruptcy combined. Wow. So maybe they should care more about that than they do about investing in a startup where we know it's risky. Everyone knows startups are risky. But if you lose your money, you're at least helping to create jobs
yes.
on the front end.
And wealth.
And wealth. And maybe if you do happen to luck out and get a great exit, that's wonderful. But you might just also be helping to bring things to your city and town. Mm. For example, maybe you need some more nursing homes or assisted living or daycares. Well, right now, people in the past would have to go to a bank.
Right.
And the banker would decide, we don't think you need a new assisted living facility in your town. So we're not going to bankroll you. Well, today, you don't need the banker anymore. You can go straight to the crowd, and you can sell, and we can all own our own bedroom that
right.
we're going to end up retiring in someday.
Right, right. Wow, it's fascinating when we talk about some of the products and some of what people are looking for as far as getting crowdfunding. Is it the sky's the limit? You talked about the paperwork has to be right, the pitch has to be right, basically. I'm going to call it that, the P&P. Do you see a trend somewhere that there's an interest in funding XYZ, you know?
Well, I mean, on the reward platforms, games are a big one. We had a company last year at the Global Crowdfunding Convention called Exploding Kittens, and it was a card game, like a deck
I
of
know
cards.
It.
Do you know Exploding
yes.
Kittens? So they sat on our stage and talked about how they were trying to raise, I don't know, $100,000, and they raised $8 million.
That was a good trip
Huge.
To Vegas.
That was, it was unbelievable. They had 218,000 backers,
twice as large as the next closest campaign in the history of crowdfunding. No one had ever come close to. She said that their PayPal account, you know, you get when people buy it.
Ding, ding, ding,
24 hours, 7 days a week.
Wow. All right, listen, we're talking with Ruth Hedges. She's the CEO and founder of the Global Crowdfunding Convention. I want to hear about the convention before we talk about that.
Okay.
Because I want to know, you know, who should go, when it is, how you get to, I mean, all that, because I know a lot of our listeners are, their ears are perked up now. They've got some exploding kittens they want to bring of their own. But I have heard a rumor that you have had some influence over Congress's passing of this law.
Yes.
Tell us, give us the background.
So,
and you can gloat as much as you want.
Okay. So during the height of the recession in 2008, I got together with a group of people, and we were so frustrated in this problem about accessing capital because the banks, the VCs, and the angels had completely stopped. There was no money moving anywhere.
Right.
And we said, well, it's going to take an act of Congress because there's an 80-year-old, which people joke about all the time.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, you were kidding, right?
Right. But we realized, no, we really would. There was an 80-year-old securities law that prevented, and it started when that little old lady in the middle of some podunk town in the 1920s, and the guy would drive up with the elixir in a truck and try and sell her bogus stock certificate. So it made sense then. It doesn't make sense today. It never did. So we went to Congress with a bill we wrote. It was called, originally called the Startup Exemption. And we worked on this bill. We took it to the House. Senator Congressman McHenry, Patrick McHenry, was the first person who really started to get excited about it and help us. And then it just started to take off. It took us 17 months. We had,
you guys were fast.
It was really fast. It really was.
17 months.
Only Donald Trump is faster.
Right.
We think. We'll find out.
We got the U.S. Chamber of Commerce got involved. Steve Case from AOL got involved.
Yeah, I remember that.
And it just it made sense to everybody. And we were just lucky because the next year, so President Obama signed it into law on April 5th, 2012. And that year is when I started this convention because I realized we needed to, you know, start to train people. I mean, not just the people using it, but the professionals. No lawyer in this country knew anything about it. No CPA knew anything about it. No marketing person knew anything.
Right.
And it was critical that they all learned this, too. Then we needed, obviously, all the entrepreneurs, the innovators, to want to know the infrastructure to use
Human
it.
Infrastructure.
Right. So after it was signed into law, there was an event called Champions of Change at the White House, and I was invited. They honored all of us for doing this work. And then last year, the rules came out. So the SEC took 3.5 years to write the rules. We gave them 22 pages. They came back with 650 pages of rules.
Wow.
Which was completely...
Is the other word for that job security for them?
Right, exactly. Job security.
And so last year on May 16th, I was on Capitol Hill being honored for... my work with this, but also to showcase what the industry had done to Congress, to members of the White House, the World Bank were there, and all of us that are technology developers, which I am, we got to showcase some of the things that we built. And one of the things is this product. It's called Crowdfunding CRM, and it's actually the tool that walks you through the process of creating that campaign. Every single missing piece.
So it's a wizard.
It's a virtual vault with an e-book kind of, you know, walk step by step, and it lets you store everything together. The press release, the tweets, the social posts, the video, everything is there. So when you go to the equity platform, the Kickstarter, or the GoFundMe, what any kind of crowdfunding, you are ready to launch, and you're not forgetting anything.
Yes.
How did you start this? What drew you to this?
I've been half of my life in the software business, and I was writing business plans. We built this product for business plan writing, and nobody could use it during the recession because nobody needed a business plan anymore. And I'm like, wait a minute, kids. I didn't work this hard to, like, roll over on this story. What do you mean nobody needs? Well, there's no funding out there.
Right.
So I said, well, then let's go solve that problem. Then I can go back to the business plan.
And that changed your life.
Yeah, it changed my life because I'm not even doing
business
plans.
You're not even
plans,
in the business plan business anymore.
No.
You're onto a better business.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal.
It's
what a story.
Yeah, what a story.
Congratulations.
Here's a question for you. What keeps you up at night? We ask everyone that.
What keeps me up at night? Besides global warming. you know, I'll tell you what really bothers me. I see so many brilliant people who never get a chance to see their piece of the American dream because they can't get access to capital. And we are living in the wealthiest country in the world. Well, there is more money in this country than most countries combined. And we are have so many rules and regulations and gatekeepers that keep us from actually helping each other. I mean, this organization is obviously a perfect example of women, successful women who started, they were a startup. All of these people in this room were a startup at some point.
Right.
You know? So, you know, I talk with colleges and universities, tech transfer offices. Do you know there are piles and piles of business plans of innovators who graduated 20 years ago with some brilliant, there could be a cure for cancer sitting in one of those tech transfer offices.
Wow. Yes.
If crowdfunding had been around then, they could have just gone to the crowd, and who wouldn't want to back one of these smart kids, you know?
Right. Yeah. No kidding.
All right, her name is Ruth Hedges. She's the CEO and founder of the Global Crowdfunding Convention. We have to let you give some details on that, because Kate, you and I are going. I mean,
we're going.
So if you want to meet us, you can get there. If you want to meet Ruth, get there. So tell us the dates and you know, the other information.
So it's October 23rd and 24th. It's at Planet Hollywood.
Awesome.
This is our sixth year doing it. It's right in the middle of the strip across from Bellagio. It's a fantastic location. Microsoft is our lead sponsor this year. We're extremely excited about that. And we have an opportunity for everybody at this convention. We immerse professionals in an in-depth kind of workshop masterclass of all of the regulatory stuff, the marketing people, all of, so they can walk away really understanding how to do this and expand the industry for us.
Yes.
We also have live crowdfunding. So if you're a startup and you want to bring your laptop and have a little booth like this.
Oh, I love that.
We had 65 companies last year in our expo.
Yes.
We had over 110 companies in our expo last year doing, and half of them were live crowdfunding.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was very exciting.
That's fantastic.
And then the vendor, you know, Indiegogo was a sponsor last year. So we have, you know, the platforms are there.
Of course.
The securities lawyers are there, the, you know, that are our sponsors and, you know. And then we put, we have, we do this thing called Who Wants to Raise $1 Million? And it's a game show on the main stage.
Has Regis Philbin ever been a contestant?
No. But it's a game where we, after they've been through the sessions, we want to test them.
Yes.
So we call people up from the audience and we actually give them, we go. We have the millionaire music, the same music, and we have all the graphics, and we do like a little pretend version. But it's called Who Wants to Raise a Million, not Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
I love that.
And then if they have to see, we want to see how much they remembered of the convention stuff. And we actually give them cash for winning different levels. And the phone a friend is me. I'm in the back.
Oh, that's brilliant.
It's just so much fun. And then we have the crowdfunding awards where we give different campaigners and different people who've helped the industry. And we have an after party in the London Club.
Wow. Fun.
And it's just a fun. It's Vegas. I mean, we, you know, it's a party
it's
all
awesome.
The time.
Ruth Hedges, I want to say I am so thrilled you came to talk
to us. I am too.
And I hope we can reach out to you.
Anytime.
Yeah, we
know absolutely. I'd be thrilled.
This was great. I hope everyone enjoyed it as much as we did.
Yeah,
you are
a national treasure.
Yeah,
I don't know if the president said that to you, but I'm saying it to you for him.
Oh, yeah.
You are a national treasure. You have done things for the business community, the startup community, for people who have ever wanted to start a company, ever wanted to invest. You have knocked down those walls. Thank you for that.
Yes. So check her out, Ruth Hedges, and it's Global Crowdfunding Convention. You want to go there.
Yeah, it's thegccworld.com.
Yeah.
So that's Global Crowdfunding Convention, thegccworld.com. Come see us there. We'll be there.
Yep. Love it. We'll see you again on Forbes Books at Bedtime.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hour comes to a close. A couple of things. We wanted to make sure for Forbes that we got in our pal, Ruth Hedges. She's got the big CrowdSource event coming up in Las Vegas. But as we jump back to our hurricane coverage, Tarpon Springs, Tampa, and those areas, 3 hours of rain, etc., happening there right now. And, of course, in Tampa, I mean, high winds in Tarpon Springs. In Tampa, there was high winds, too, as well. You know, at one point in Naples, I had a friend in Naples today, and earlier in the day, they were talking about the intense wind there, 130-some miles an hour, and the concern, of course, is always flying debris. The good news is we're talking about a Category 1 now as it's been downgraded. So, of course, heck yeah, that's better. And also, that the storm surge won't be quite as much as originally thought because the eye moved. So with the eye moving inland a little bit more, that was better for, of course, the people in Tampa. It doesn't mean there's no storm surge. There absolutely is surge, but it won't be maybe as high as some of the awful predictions were, where you could see it just completely lapping over every single seawall and drenching the city where it looked more like Miami or worse. Still, there's no way to know until all that comes in because you're still talking about high tide. So it's not going to be nothing, but it's not going to be what was originally thought. Now, there is scariness with the tornado warnings because people forget with a hurricane, you also get sometimes tornadoes. You get that tornadic activity, and there are tornado warnings. There were so many that were issued during the day, and there's so many that were that are still up there now for tonight, especially in the Jacksonville area. There's just a ton that have been issued, which means a warning is a warning. Could bubble up, maybe not. No way to know for sure, but not great when you see that. And we certainly saw that in Miami. In fact, some people got a couple of really interesting pictures where you saw the tornado in the background. So we know that Cuba and other islands, the Caribbean islands, were just crashed by Irma, and they're worried about tourists and tourist season and all of that. And frankly, they should be, because then it's a matter of building things back up in the Keys. Same thing. It's the most powerful storm that ever hit the Keys, and they say half a century, really buried in water, and they're going to have to, it's an eerie thing, they're going to have to dig out from that. People were trudging through crazy, crazy sludge in Miami. Miami was locked down. We've got really curfews all over the place in Florida, and people are just trying to, you know, weather the storm. But some folks in Florida have been spared the worst of the storm, and that part is good news. And the fear that is there in Tampa won't dissipate until after the way into the morning hours, but it won't be quite as bad, I think, as was originally thought. All right, quickly, I'm going to rifle off a couple of these emails. Here's one from Ann who says, Kate, thanks for staying on the air and just giving out whatever you could. Hurricane Irma, a nightmare on Marco Island for so many of the people that I know that that live there. But where I live, we kind of dodged the worst of it, if you will. I watched also my friends in Miami. I have a friend that lives downtown, and wow, those cranes and two of them crashing, scary. The water that went down right there in Brickell was crazy. So they probably had it worse. And I know the city of Naples also, same thing. Yeah, they had it bad. There's no question about that. And Miami Beach, too, inundated with the high winds and the water, too. Also, this one from Pete. Pete says, Kate, I used to live in Florida and moved from Florida a couple of years ago, and my heart really goes out to those people. When you talked about Hurricane Irma sucking the water away from some of the beaches, it's so crazy because now you know that all gets spit back in, and you don't know how high that water is going to go. It's a weird phenomenon with this storm surge, and it's all part of it, and it can be the most dangerous part of this hurricane, period. Godspeed to all. And then this one from Caleb. Kate, I listened to the show for a long time, and I've heard you talk about your family, and I'm concerned for you and for your family. I hope they survive this. It sounds like people are surviving it, but then you get back to the reality of picking up the pieces of whatever was damaged. Do you think the island that you've been talking about will survive all this? Well, it sounds like the massive amount of water they were talking about isn't going to be so much. They're still going to get flooding, I believe, but how much I don't know. I think it's not going to be that 12. It's not going to be the double digits. You know, if we're talking about 5 feet of water, as my husband explained to me, because we've spent so much time there, it would be kind of up to their front stoop, and they would escape what could be the worst disaster of all. But it is an area that floods pretty easily, and those islands there, it's not just Davis Island, it's Channel Islands, it's so many of the others. Captiva, they've talked about that. There's plenty of others that would also bear the brunt, I think, of it. Okay, let's take one more. This one is from Thomas, and Thomas says, wow, what a crazy thing. I didn't realize about that storm surge deal till I heard some of the people on the tube talk about it, then I heard you talk about it. And it makes complete sense, but I guess I never really studied hurricanes. I thought it was all about the wind, and I didn't realize there was also the surge phenomenon that's part of it. Yeah, absolutely. It's a huge part of what we see sometimes with these hurricanes. Absolutely. All right, I want to make sure I get to this because I said I would throw out a couple of other things that were happening. Some of them, frankly, quite sad. I mentioned the story not too far from our plush home studios in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. 8 people shot dead in a Plano neighborhood, and of course they're investigating that. What the latest I heard on it was, it was a cowboy watching party. So what made that happen, or the specifics, the specific motives, a motive of that, I have no idea. They don't know. The police don't know at this point, but it's pretty shocking to see that. You know, to see 8 people dead at a, you know, at a party. So what that was about, we don't have any idea. They're investigating it, but it was after that Sunday night football game and there was a watching party, happening. So one, supposedly there was a kid that was in there too that was killed, which is, of course, awful. As far as the sports side of things go, week one in the NFL was capped off with the Dallas Cowboys and the New York Giants, and the Cowboys easily knocking off the Giants, who didn't have one of their best targets, Odell Beckham. So therefore, you know, does he account for all the offense? No, but he was a big factor, obviously. Sometimes when you have that superstar, whether or not teams like to believe it, they can really sway what the result is. And I think in the case of Odell, perhaps that was part of the case. But the interesting thing here is, in the end, you know, the Cowboys take it. So they take up their first piece after Ezekiel Elliott does not serve that 6-game suspension. Who knows where all that goes? Although a federal judge blocked the 6-game suspension. So I think that is one of those stories that's just going to keep turning. But maybe throughout the rest of the year, it could be like Deflategate. It doesn't go all the way through the system. So there's a little bit of a wait there. So I mentioned the Cowboys, and the Cowboys beating the New York Giants 19-3 was the final score. Dak Prescott, 268 yards passing and a touchdown. Ezekiel Elliott over 100 yards rushing. There's 2 Monday night games that would cap things off. The Saints and the Vikings, the early game, and the Chargers and the Broncos after that. Sloane Stephens wins the U.S. Open for the women. Rafa Nadal for the men. Congratulations to both of them. Thank you so much to all of you for listening to America Tonight.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.